Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Ever thought that they would take the Killers and make a sweet remix out of them,
dude?
Have you listened to the new Killers album?
No, I haven't. Okay. Done it.
It took a lot of me to listen to it because I don't know. I feel like everybody kind of has that relationship with the Killers. Everybody liked the Killers when they were out because it was very apropos for the time.
It was a little too pop sheeny for me when it happened, man. I could never be on the full Killers bandwagon.
And exactly that. It was a gigantic bandwagon, and I think a few of the wheels fell off that bandwagon over time, because when I saw them come back and have this album, it's their step back into this kind of different world, I think, because they haven't had a hit in a while, and then they had a bunch of remixes on the album, and I gotta be honest, the remixes were the best part of the new Killers album, like this one.
I mean, this is Jacques Lacan, right? Or the remix?
This is a Jacques Lacan remix, yeah. And it's off their album, Wonderful, Wonderful. So if you do want to maybe try out the new Killers album, that is the album that you can check it out in. And you are listening to the motherfucking Earful, people. What's up?
Welcome back.
Welcome back, people. This is Earful 24, and I am Tom.
I'm Ty.
And for those of you who've never listened to the Earful, we are a 12-track salute every week. We're a brain baby of the Ono Radio Show. Ty is a frequent talker on the Ono Radio Show. I'm a past contributor, but we're all still aboard the shit ship, and sharing and listening to music is something we do all the time, and we made it into a frickin' show that we have now done for, can't believe, actual two seasons, and we just keep fucking charioting on into the sunset with Jam Central.
Tom, I know in my heart, you're always going to be searching for jams, just like I am. And why not make this awesome Earful thing, you know, a tradition?
And we sure as shit try. And I think Ty and I always share tracks with each other. I mean, even over the weekend, I mean, it'd be like hanging out, and I always get that text from Ty, and I'm like, ooh, goody goody, I get to load one on a playlist. Totally. And props to you, sir, for a solid weekend of jams.
And you too, dude. The exchange was good.
It was a super good exchange. So that's exactly what we've kind of done, is we've taken our music exchange and we've turned it in to a handy dandy podcast. Well, listen to our voices. They just get all butterscotch and beautiful once the music falls out. But we got a pretty good 12 tracks on this one, man. I dug all of yours. I'm already super interested to go back and listen and actually dig into some of these discographies and albums. But I totally laugh because how it always goes down is Ty and I basically each give our 6 tracks to make the 12 tracks, you know, weekly or whenever we finish these things. And then we combine them into the episodes. I had a super funny laugh at this episode because the first track that Ty had on his playlist and the first track that I had on mine both had this really strange thing where each of the names of these bands had the names of mollusks in them. And for those of you that do not know what a mollusk is, it's a sea creature.
They're delicious.
And they're delicious to eat. And my mollusk band pick was our number one pick here. And this was Shannon and the Clams. And this is called It's Too Late off Gone by Dawn. It's a 2015 album. Let them take us there to start this year off. Interesting. They are a Oakland-based indie garage punk quartet, and they got that doo-wop sound. They got classic R&B, garage, psych, and surf all just kind of crammed into one little package here. And
dig it, man. I want that kind of garage sound right there. It's hard to pigeonhole what's really great in the garage slash, you know, lo-fi movement, but you know it when you hear it.
Yeah, I'll totally agree with that. And it's interesting because it's one of those things that when it came out, you know, way back in the day, was all that kind of music was. And so over time, when it comes back and these bands kind of take this departure, it's super interesting what they fuse it with, you know? So it could even, you know, it could be doo-wop, but it also, there's some bands that do it really well with a super punk influence, you know? So it's just like, it's out there to try and to twist and contort.
I dig it.
And moving on to your mollusk pick, my friend, you give us, who is this, Ty?
This moves on to Pearl and the Oysters. And the song is Interstellar Appeal off their self-titled, it's their first album out there. But I remember reading about them. They were friends from afar in like music school somewhere, and they both studied a lot of different music, and then they ended up back in Florida to put together this madness.
No kidding. What a cool collaboration from afar, man. Ooh, I love it already. Well, let's get down on Pearl and the Oysters coming up on this mollusk countdown of the earful. Just call the office so my boss won't work. I grab my car keys, that makes sense like a shot. All of a sudden feels like I changed a lot. My shoes seem smaller than they used to before. And the costume meets who doesn't fit anymore. The world is shrinking around my dream. Whatever's happening. Lord, dude, that is so awesome, man. It's like a badass, like early 80s sitcom intro I just want to live in.
The whole album is actually really good. For their first album,
really?
I really recommend go out and jam that album.
Oh, it's got a great, like, fun sound, man.
Yeah, and I dig what you put in our notes as the brightest sides of Stereolab and broadcast. That's pretty fair.
Yeah,
fair.
That was something I had read in a review online, and I'm a big Stereolab fan, but this is freaking great, man. This is almost like a kind of a modernized take on it. Very nice, sir.
They kind of fuse in and out of different styles, but it's really, man, it's uppity and feel-good music.
All right, well, get on that Pearl and the Oysters. Go shuck those oysters. Delicious oyster tunes. All right, moving on. This is Moss. This is Moss with three S's because it's so fucking cool. And this track is Here If You Want, Pale Blue. And this is off of the single of that same song. This is Rob McCurdy. I've never heard of this guy, but this is basically his kind of departure as an artist. And it's very groove-laden, as the description I found. And it takes a little while to get there, but it definitely takes you there. It's very atmospheric, but it's just some pretty jammy shit, man. I dug it. So take a listen.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's a lot of that, man. It's I kind of tried to look this guy up. He really didn't have much. He had one or two other, you know, little singles out. So this might be his kind of dive into his feature length career. Who knows?
Good. I like it, man. It's sexy R&B flavor.
Yeah. All right, Ty. Moving on to you, bud. Dirty Heads.
Yeah.
What are Dirty Heads, sir?
Ooh. You know, Dirty Heads.
This is already Dirty Head. Good Lord.
The song is called Mad At It off Swim Team, ooh, just a 2017 album. Just came out a little while ago. American reggae band from Huntington Beach.
Ooh, from the beach. All right, dude. Let's get on this shit.
I wouldn't just give it reggae. You know, they kind of blur in hip-hop, reggae, rock, you know, some laid-back South Cali.
Okay. Well, the beat is so taking me there. Love it.
I can't give the whole album my love, but I will say this track, I dug.
All right. Sweet, man. It's got some really solid beats behind it, man. I'm a sucker for beats.
You know it.
That beat salad. Yo. All right, dude. Good choice. All right. This is one I stumbled upon. This is Chaz Bundick meets The Matson 2. The track is Echo Saw You off Star Stuff. It's a 2017 album. Apparently, I did not know this, but Ty and I together figured this out. This is a guy from Toriyama. So...
He
teams up with twin brother jazz duo The Matson 2. And this shit just fucking jams, dude. Let it take you there. What's really interesting about this track is, for one, it's a cool side departure from the original project, and it just sounds like it belongs in another era or another time. It's just so awesome, dude. It's like they really captured that feel.
It's fantastic, and I'm sad I didn't know about this earlier. This is 2017, this album?
This is probably their newest album, but I think they have another album or two albums before this.
Yeah, well, I know he had a couple things, but the Matson 2 are also a fantastic identical twin jazz duo.
That's cool. Heard of them, man. Yeah, solid.
They have a couple great albums too, but I love this collaboration. It's really, you know, all the delicious in my ears. And they do still stay a little in the chill wave. You know, Toro y Moi was all about the chill wave.
They were all about that chill way. I mean, this is some chill shit. And they have some super long tracks on the album. This is an 8-minute track. I mean, this thing just goes forever, man. It's got real jazzy roots to it too, which is badass.
That's the Matson 2 getting wild right there, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, and they sing on it, it's got a great voice. We'll give you a little more, people. We'll give you a little more. Upset over what has been done. This is a maybe take some kind of substance and listen to this album. I'm not promoting it. I'm saying it could be fun.
Can I promote it?
Yes, you can. If you promote it, I won't. Fair enough. This was a great grab, Ty. This is super awesome, dude. What this is.
This right here is the Chicago Afrobeat Project, and it was a really good find, man. I'm, you know, I love the Afrobeat. I can't get away from it for too long, but this song was Cut the Infection. and Tony Allen was on this, you know, one of the best Afrobeat originating drummers in existence. And the album was off What Goes Up, 2000, this new album. Great.
It's awesome, dude. I never even heard of these guys. They seem pretty badass, and dude, they do exactly that. They lay down that Afrobeat. Here we go. Oh. Get what you need. Oh, that's something rare. Say what you want. Waiting you ask for. Nine. Or need to be
double. You should not be shy. For speaking your mind.
Dude, it's so nice, dude. Is the whole album just like that up to par?
It is quite up to par. That was a fun album to just put on, hang out, have a couple drinks.
Oh yeah, it's totally. I'm drinking right now. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is cheers, making me
cheers,
drink.
Tom,
yeah, cheers,
and all you earful listeners.
Yeah, cheers to all our listeners. Cheers to you, Ty. And, you know, this is always that halfway mark of the show where we talk about giving back to these great artists that we're able to feature on The Earful. And they make up our playlists from all their various songs and albums. And we always just tell people to give back to artists that you like or that you might discover here on The Earful.
You can do it.
Any way you can do it. If you can go buy the album, if you could download the album, donate to... I mean, there's so many different avenues that artists put their stuff out on, whether it's SoundCloud... whether it's iTunes, there's just so much, but I'm sure the return isn't always exactly what's keeping them going either. It's the dedication of fans going, go see concert, go buy that merch, just give back, because that's what keeps it going.
I think they make the most money on merch these days.
You think so? That's interesting. But that's why you go to shows and they do. You see the merch booths getting pushed, because that's what, you know, if that's what they need, that's what they need. Buy a damn shirt, buy a sticker, for Christ's sakes.
Keep the music community alive, you know, that we need you, and they, yeah. They
we
give
do.
Back the most beautiful way they can.
Amen, brother. And what we need right now to kick off the second half of The Earful is some goddamn hip-hop. So let's let Danny Brown take us there. This is Really Dough featuring Kendrick Lamar, who is a fucking killer. And this is off of Atrocity Exhibition, a 2016 album. God, dude. You know, Danny Brown is such an interesting hip-hop artist. He almost has kind of a resonance of, like, back when Old Dirty Bastard would rap a lot. It's just this insane-sounding rap, but it's fucking good, dude. Like, the dude can flow, man. He's getting guys like Kendrick Lamar on his album, you know?
I remember when this came out, and I jammed it hard. I think I gave it to our Ono buddy, Zach, at the time, but I really liked it, but I couldn't get, like, all the way through right away just because, you know, the tonality, the timbre of his voice.
Very true. That's so true. It's a little off-putting, to be honest with you. Like, when you first... I agree with that 100%.
After you actually listen to what he's saying, it becomes... I don't know, man. I like Danny Brown. I like it a lot.
Yeah, man. And he's kind of an up-and-coming rapper from Detroit. And, yeah, man, he's just got a very unique kind of style going on. And it's cool to see these artists kind of come up through the ranks. And like I said, he's making waves because, I mean, from his first album to this, it's definitely a step forward.
Absolutely.
Ty, let's fucking shred it with your next track, son.
Oh, why, baby?
Who's this?
And it's the song is Hungry off New Moody Judy 2017 album. From Brooklyn, Let It Rock.
Let's let it rock. Let Honey fucking shred your face. We'll be right back. my God, dude. If you have long hair right now, you just should be whipping it to and fro in the air. That's ridiculous, man.
Came across that randomly, but really, wow. That whole album is a rock frenzy.
Oh, my! I will definitely be getting on that album. That is fan-fucking-tastic, man. I always have, like, midday rock. I'm like, I gotta, like, just turn that shit on, wake me up at work. I'm like, yeah, let's wake up. Let's kick that vibe into fucking overdrive. It's really good, man.
Smoothly. Yeah.
Honey,
yeah,
honey.
All honey. Right.
Honey.
Honey hungry.
All right. This is a band I just kind of stumbled upon. This is Seiko, and this is a long-ass name for a fucking track. Once was lost, now I was just hanging around. See, it's too many words. It needs to be shorter. And it's off of apparently the same album, a 2016 album, but they're a Los Angeles group, and a duo Spencer Peterson and Thomas Carroll from Utah. Salt Lake City boys. No more living the vision. We all have to wake up someday. Sometimes I don't think things through. Sometimes I still think of you. Leave the back door open. I once was lost, but now I'm just hanging around. Not much to show, oh no. Find some way to let you down. It's a nice song about letting people down, right? You gotta listen for that message, people. It's in there, I'm telling you. Yeah, but they've got actually a pretty big discography. I'd never really heard of them before. This album, I thought, was probably the crown jewel of most of their stuff. But yeah, I dig it. I mean, if you want to get deeper, go dig down in that Seiko hole. But Ty, I was so fucking glad to see this next track be arisen. I love Phenomenal Hand Clap, man, dude.
Me too.
Ugh. God, this is such a dope track, man.
Woo! Oh, man. This here is Phenomenal Hand Clap Band. They're another New York City psychedelic soul / R&B / all the shit. The song is Traveler's Prayer off Traveler's Prayer single. Yeah.
Ooh, when are we getting that feature length?
I don't know. I'm hoping soon, man. They're due. They're due.
They
for
are
it.
So effing due. But they are just one of those bands that, ever since they came out, Phenomenal Hand Clap Band just puts out good albums, man.
Well, they've been around since 2008. And, I think when they started, man, they had all sorts of different members. Like,
really?
There was Blues Explosion, the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Oh, TV, yeah, totally. I didn't realize they were all connected like that. That's crazy.
Cissé. There was a whole ton of different bands that contributed to form this band. And I think
it's like a super group.
Kind of revolves a little bit. But
all right. I love it, man. And you should love it, too. New Phenomenal Hand Clap Band. Ooh. Who will? God damn, that's so good. I can't wait for that new album, man. That's going to be so good.
I hope it drops soon.
Ooh. All right. This is Ella, E-L-L-E-H. This is I Can Be Your Best Friend. I've never heard of this group before. Stumbled upon them. I couldn't find much about them, but I read this one quote from their website. It said, "Hello, we are Ella. We make sad boy disco." So here's some sad boy disco for you with Ella. So they're offering to be your boyfriend and your girlfriend.
I don't know what that means exactly, but all right.
All right. That's what I'm saying. I feel like in this kind of, genre, gender world we live in, this is a powerful message in disco form. But this band is weird. Like, they have like maybe 3 albums, all EPs. It's kind of hit or miss. You can pick out the gems that are in there, but it's definitely kind of thumps, you know? It moves you.
Oh, yeah. Sad boy disco. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I love that, dude. That should be a new category of music. It's sad boy disco. Or a name of a really badass band. Well, my friend, this brings us to the 12th track on this Earful on Earful 24. And you do the honors, Ty. Who is this with fabulous shit?
Almost mollusk-like with Mullinex. Not really. But this song is called Work It Out with Fritz Helder off Styx, a 2017 album. And Mullinex is pretty rad, man. This whole album, Hypersex, or no, is this Styx or Hypersex?
This was Styx.
I thought it was called Hypersex.
It could have been. It very could have been.
That whole album, Hypersex, it is Hypersex, is fucking amazingly sexy. And
as advertised.
It's
very princey, too. I kind of dig that about it, you know?
Yeah, me too, man. Oh. Yeah. Multi-instrumentalist Luis Clara Gomez. He brings the sauce. It's hot. It's spicy. Oh.
Let Mullinex do the talking. Oh, my Lord. Man, that little tease there on the clap or whatever that is, good Lord,
dude,
it's some funky shit, man. I totally
actually a French appliance manufacturer.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. That's what he got his name out of.
Oh wow, he basically ripped off a giant brand name. That's badass, man. Well, with that is the 12th and final track on Earful 24, our 12-track countdown for this week. Dude, some solid tracks in there, man. I'm going to be digging back through some of that stuff to do a little exploring myself. Fantastic, sir.
Absolutely. Handshake from afar.
Yeah. Invisible high five. There we go. All right, I did it. Hopefully you did, too. Well, like we do, peoples, we got to do a segment.
Wow.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who did it better?
All right, Ty, tell people what Under the Covers is. If you've never listened to the show before, they're like, what's this about? What are they doing segments for?
What are they doing? Well, you know, one of our segments, we like to throw cover in every now and then because sometimes covers are rad and need to be heard and shared with the public. And we put it up, it's not exactly up against the original, but, you know, we'll play the original, play you the cover, see what you think about it.
The taste test.
Let that taste, you know, hit your tongue and your earbuds, and then we discuss.
Then we discuss. And Ty conjured up a really good one for this edition of Under the Covers with Electric Landlady. And if you haven't heard it, you should.
Electric Ladyland, you son of a bitch.
You said it again. All right. Okay. So the joke has been today is that I cannot call this Jimi Hendrix track by its correct name. I have literally called it Electric Landlady now for all day. And I searched for it as Electric Landlady, which ended in, of course, not finding it. And I just feel that I told Ty, it's like in my vernacular of being, it was a joke on either Futurama or it's just something where my brain can't make my mouth say this fucking track name properly. So I apologize for poor fucking Jimi Hendrix, who I love, But if you do not know Jimi Hendrix, or what the hell are you doing? Go listen to all of his shit right now. All of it.
Have you ever been? Have you ever been to Electric Ladyland? The magic carpet waits for you, so don't you be late.
It's so good. And actually, if I'm correct, didn't he name one of his studios Electric Ladyland Studio?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I mean, he loved that so much that he actually named a studio after it. But so,
that
but
album
it's
is pretty
a super badass album to listen to. And tell me about this this group covering. I've never heard of this, but you did turn me on to this group this weekend, and I was actually uber impressed with their back catalog.
Actually, did you go back and listen to both?
I did.
I was curious.
I totally
actually...
did. I listened to both. I listened to the solo, the one-off, and then I listened, went back and listened to the other band album. I was very impressed.
So this is Nipalm. She is the front woman slash lady singer of Hiatus Coyote, which they're also fantastic.
Yes, yes, very much so.
It's kind of singer, songwriter. I don't know what to pigeonhole them into because it's interesting, their take on music. But this album is her first solo album, first solo debut, and it's fantastic, really, start to finish. There's a couple of Hiatus songs that she redoes, and
oh wow,
there's this song, and also a Radiohead David Bowie,
ooh,
Radiohead songs, one Bowie song, all mashed
Bowie,
up, and
Bowie.
It's fantastic.
All right, let's is it Nipalm?
Like Nipalm.
So N-A-I. it's not like it's not napalm.
No, not napalm.
Okay, we're not. It's none of that shit, people. No. All right, Nipalm. So this is her cover. Ooh.
Have you ever been? Have you ever been to Electric Ladyland? Magic carpet waits for you, so don't you be late, baby. I wanna show you different emotions. I wanna ride through sun motion.
Very impressive, man. And you know, I gotta be Hendrix. Honest. I love Jimi Hendrix, but a woman singing it is taking it in a totally different direction. I totally dig it, man. Wow.
And I did forget to mention, of course, because we've been on a little bit of Australia fever lately. She is Australian.
Hey, you know what I was thinking is Australia has come up so much on the show that I almost feel we need a stinger for Australian bands. I'm gonna have to make it. I've had lots of ideas. There may be some Crocodile Dundee clips in there. I don't know, but
segment, Aussie segment,
Aussie segment, man. Aussies are ruling supreme in the music world lately, dude. This is really good.
I gotta be
honest with you, man. I don't typically do this, but I gotta maybe give it to her. I like this. I like her take on it.
I do too, a lot.
Ouch. I love me some Jimmy, yeah. But Jimmy don't do it like this. It's beautiful.
It's funny when we have this segment because I feel like we can't even make it a versus. Like the original is fantastic.
Yeah, I think versus is the wrong. It's almost a comparison because I think each artist takes a little bit of a different approach to a great song, and obviously it took Jimi Hendrix to write it and do it first. So, but dude, I'll give tip my hat. That's a super good cover, man.
It's pretty great.
Delicioso. And with that, my friend, we wrap up Earful 24. Congratulations. We made it through 12 more tracks. One more week. One more episode. Good Lord. But we have a lot of fun doing this, and we thank you guys for listening and tuning in. You can find all our past episodes over at ohnoearful.com. That's our actual own website with all of the past episodes, all the stuff from season one and now the stuff that we're doing in season two. We got an awesome Facebook page that we just started up doing with Ono Radio Show, and that's you just search Ono Earful. You can find the page, and you should totally jump on that. And Ty, tell people, because we want to get our fans involved. We got some fun episodes coming up here in the future. How they can help us out?
You can help us out a lot of ways, but I mean. I will say, if you want to go to Ono Radio Show and donate, it's always a help to the cause. But what did you ask me, Tom? Shit, I got distracted.
Well, I was just telling people that how we can ask people to help us out, and because we're asking for feedback from people.
You know what? I know that coming up, we've talked about doing another D's/ backtracks. We're going to do the Earful 27 D's disco sweats. We would love everybody to contribute and tell us what your favorite disco shit is. It doesn't, as long as it's not, new disco's also okay, but I think we want
the period 80s. Stuff. We want that 70s stuff, man. We want that sweet, sweet 70s disco. And whatever tracks that you're feeling or you think are like the quintessentials, yo, throw them up. We'll start a thread maybe next week. We have a few more episodes till we get there, but that'll be another fun episode. We did, the last one we did was 90s.
The 90s nudes.
And that was a super good one on season one. So this will be our kind of... our shoot back to the backtracks, and we'll do one of those episodes. And we're always about doing themed episodes. And if you have ideas of kinds of music you'd like us to cover or talk about, let us know. And also just stuff you're listening to, people. What do you like? What are you playing on repeat? What should we be listening to? We're all about that feedback, and we would totally appreciate it if you just told us what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go back, listen to a bunch of Earfuls. This one will always be out on Ono Radio Show, and you can always check out all the past playlists that we actually just take all the music, we put them into playlists on our Spotify channel that's just Ono Radio Show. You can search for that, and there's a lot of music on there, people, so go subscribe and continue to listen. Ty, we got to pick a track to go out with. What do you want to go out to, friend?
That's a tough call. There's a whole lot of
It was good a good one. It was a good episode. It was a lot of jammage.
Do you want to melt our face off? Do we want to...
The mood is yours to pick, my friend.
I liked all your jams too, man. That Chaz Bundick is sticking in my head, but
all
I
right.
don't know if I want to go
right.
out on it.
You don't want to go out on it? I'm hovering over it. You sure? Are you sure?
Afrobeat?
Fair enough. All right, everybody. We're going to go out to some Afrobeat. But thank you for listening. This was Earful 24. I'm Tom.
I'm Ty.
Cheers to those ears. We love you. All right. We'll see you later. You'll hear us later, motherfuckers. Yeah.
The music.